Hello there, ladies and gentlemen, bugs of all kinds. My name is Jared.
My name is Joy.
My name is Hope.
And we will be your hosts for the episode. Today, we're at the kids' table, where we will be looking at Echidna Shuffle, designed by Chris Gould, artwork created by Damon Brown and Mike Rabe, and published by Wotzel Poag Games. Echidna Shuffle is a 2-6 player board navigation game where you are working echidnas around the board, trying to get them to collect your bugs. These bugs will have a variety of different designs to them, but they all act essentially the same way, in that you are trying to get all three of your bugs landed on your tree trunks. Each player has a disc on the board where you can spawn one of your bugs onto an echidna, and then you want to navigate your echidna around the board following the arrows to get back to one of your colored tree stumps. Once you get there, you can drop off your bug, and then you can continue collecting other bugs as well. There is no order to which way you go, but the first person to get all three of their bugs onto their tree stumps will win the game. There are a couple of variants. There is a secondary board, which changes up the game a little bit. And there are some movement tokens, which can balance out first player versus last player in turn order. But for the most part, that is more or less how we play. So girls, what do you say? Should we discuss Echidna Shuffle?
Yes.
All right. All right, girls. Well, I'm going to start off by asking you about these big, chunky echidnas.
They're not chunky.
What would you describe them as?
Cute.
What else?
Funny. A part of the game.
Okay, very good. What else? Any other words to describe these things?
They look like hedgehogs.
They look like hedgehogs.
Very good. What else?
They look adorable.
They do.
And they have a little hole at the top to put your bug in.
Nice. And they're nice and big, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
They
very cool.
Put on your head.
Nah. Thanks, Hope. Tell me, do you like that this game has such big pieces?
Yes.
What is it about the big pieces that you like?
I like that it actually, one, bigger. First of all, if people have bigger hands, it's easier for them to pick them up.
Do you have big hands?
Not very, but you have big hands.
Oh. Okay.
And also, it's easier to move around the board.
That's true. And it kind of gives this big board a feeling of chaos as you're trying to navigate the different echidnas, right?
Yeah. And also, if you have any babies, they won't really eat the stuff. Right?
Oh, I see. Because it's big enough, the babies won't. Do you have babies?
No.
Okay. So tell me, girls, what do you think of the artwork on the rest of the board? Do you like the different bugs and the chaos of the forest?
Yes.
Tell me more, Hopi.
It's like tree trunks because some insects like landing on trees.
That's true. That's very, very true.
And I like all the details in the little bugs.
Okay, very nice.
They're very cute.
I also like that there's a little marker to put the bugs on, because then where would you get your bugs from?
That's true. Okay. Very nice. Now, let's talk about playing this game. Hope, you're 5. Would you say that it was pretty easy to learn this game?
Yes.
This game is 6+, and she's almost 6.
That's true.
And
she is as tall as a 6-year-old, but she learned it when she was 5. So, Hope, how hard was it for you to learn how to play this game when we learned it first at Tantrum Con?
I think it was easy, but not too easy. I still had a couple of problems. Like, at first, I didn't know that you had to follow the arrows.
I thought
there was just a suggestion where you could go.
That would have made it a lot easier, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Does it make it harder that you have to follow the arrows?
Yes.
Does it make sense to kind of learn the strategy for which echidnas to move now that you've played it a few times?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Joy, you're 7. Did you find this game to be fun?
Yes.
What about it made it fun? Because I know that you girls keep coming back to this game over and over and over again. So what is it that you like so much?
I really like all the details and the pieces.
Okay.
The artwork is really fun too.
Yeah. Because of the actual the gameplay pieces?
Yeah, and I also like that the board is double-sided.
That's true.
And there aren't different rules for each side.
Well, there's a little bit of different rules, but not too much. Well, what about the gameplay, though? What do you like best about the gameplay?
What do you mean?
What is your favorite part about the game itself, not just the details of the artwork?
I just like moving the pieces around the board.
Okay, so it's fun to shuffle the echidnas, you might say.
Yes.
Okay.
I also like something about this game. It's because these echidnas, they have little holes, so you can actually fit the bugs in them.
You like that they fit on top of the echidnas?
Because they have little sticks.
That's super fun, sweet girl. Hope, what's something that you really like about the gameplay in this game?
You can really putting the bugs on the stump.
Okay.
And on the chinas.
Hope, do you think that you would recommend this game to other people? That you would say that other people would like this game?
Yeah.
You would?
Yeah.
Have you shown your friends this game?
No.
You haven't shown any friends this game yet?
Well, I played it with my sisters a couple of times, but I'm looking forward to play it with my friends next night when we play games.
The next game night?
Yeah.
Nice. Now, Joy, I would say there's a beautiful simplicity in the gameplay. Do you still find it very engaging and that you like to play?
What's engaging?
That, like, you say, like, you're, it keeps your attention.
Yes.
Okay. Now, one thing that we didn't talk about in the quick overview of how to play is that you roll a die to determine how many times you can move the echidnas. And that die is numbered 2 to 7. Now, Joy, what happens once you roll that die? Let's say you roll a 2. What do you get the next time?
Then the next time you get a 7.
The opposite side.
Yeah, because there are 2 sides, 1 orange side and 1 white side.
On the board.
On a chart that helps you remember how many moves you have. And next turn, you get the opposite of that. So if you, like, for example, if you roll a 5, next turn, you'll get a 4. But then the turn after that, you'll roll the die again.
Okay. Very nice. Do you like that mechanic where you kind of know what you're going to be doing next time?
Yeah, I think it's really fun and it helps plan out.
Yeah, very cool. Hope.
Yes.
Do you have a favorite memory of playing this game?
I really liked it playing at Tension Kung Fu. So much fun.
Nice. And that's where we first learned about this game, right?
Yeah.
Okay, very cool. All right. Is there anything about the game that you don't like?
Not really.
No? It's a nice, simple game, right?
I don't know. I like everything about it.
You do?
Yeah.
Would you say that this is a good game for families?
Yeah. Yeah, because it's 2 to 6 people. Very simple.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a really fun game.
Nice. And do you think that the games go pretty quick?
It depends on where you put the stumps.
Okay.
Because the person to your right places your stumps. Otherwise, you would just place them really close.
That's true.
One time I did that. With that, and he won, like, on his third turn.
Joy was very kind to me the first time I played. All right, well, let me ask you girls this. What would you rate this game? Would you say it's 2 thumbs down?
I already know.
1 thumb down?
I already know.
A sideways thumb? 1 thumb up or 2 thumbs up?
2 thumbs up.
Nice. I think for what this game is, I would also say it is 2 thumbs up. I love how simple it is so that 5-year-olds can play. I love how it's very easily accessible and it's very quick, but it still teaches a little bit of strategy for how to decide which of your echidnas that you're going to move. And I love the big chunky pieces that let you that you get to move around the board.
They're not chunky.
They are chunky.
No, they're not.
All right. Well, that is our thoughts on Echidna Shuffle. If you have thoughts on this game or want to give us any feedback, we would love to hear from you. Links to all of the different ways that you can get a hold of us are in the description below or in the podcast description. 5-star reviews, liking this video, liking, you know, whatever, the Instagram post, or however you support people in the content creation world in 2026, it would be immensely appreciated if you could help us out as well. Special thanks to Ashley McCaffrey for our cover art, and to Alexi Chistelin for the How to Play background music, and to Anna Snyder for the outro music as well. Join us next week as we head back over to the feature table. In the meantime,
may your dice rolls and your card draws be blessed,
and your experiences at the table be ones to remember forever. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.